When I mentioned I was going to be visiting street musicians in the Cincinnati area, I was told by a listener that I had to stop at the corner of 9th and Main and speak to James. James, how you doing today?
Fine, how you doing?
Excellent, thank you. So, aside from being a street musician, you also sell Street Vibes, which is the local newspaper advocating for the homeless.
Yes, it is.
And aside from that, what else do you do?
Well, I also do a little house remodeling. Various jobs, you know. Mm-hmm. I clean cars. I've just about done it all. Yeah, I get around a lot. And, the thing about street musicians, we started a long time ago, you know, way before they even started making up, you know, the districts, you know, and the laws that what you can and can't do out here. Mm-hmm. And playing music, and which really bothers us because they're limiting us, you know, putting a limitation on our music, what we can play, how long we can play, and which is unfair, you know, because they got an ordinance now, music ordinance, a time limit. It's like 10 o'clock, you know, Aronoff and Taft Theater, you know, places of that sort don't let out until at least 11 o'clock, so an extra hour wouldn't hurt, you know. But, see, we was concerned. We have been to court, me, myself, Dyshawn, Woody, Victor Buttram. You know, we were some of the first musicians, you know, out here in Cincinnati to play, you know, do the streets. And people appreciate our music, you know, because we had started out composing our own music, you know, and it was a, you know, new experience for us, you know, to see how the people were going to react to the music. Mm-hmm. And they really love it, you know. They embraced it and, you know, they were able to back us up a little bit, you know, about street musicians,
yeah.
Which I love that because the people really, really miss music here. You know, if you notice Cincinnati, artists, they don't really come here as much as they used to. You know, especially back when James Brown's, you know, favorite spots, you know. And B.B. King also, you know, can't forget about him.
Sure.
Yes, and, you know, it hurts me inside, you know, to see the city downgrade music like that. You know, you got your famous little clubs, you know, and which is, it's a lot different because, you know, the clubs, you know, people do a lot of drinking, you know, it's a lot of violence, you know, afterwards. So, you know, and only thing that I really approve of music in Cincinnati is that when they have the party on the Serpentine Wall.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's great because, you know, people get to get out, you know, get together, you know. You get to know various artists, you know, new artists to come out, you know, so people, they can get the support, you know, from the people.
Sure.
You know, that's what makes musicians, you know, it's their fans, you know. Hey, you know, we got groupies all around, and you know, but this music has taken me across the world. I've been to the Bahamas, you know, Florida, New Orleans every year. You know, down there playing with all those different musicians down there. Those cats are really great, you know, and we encourage one another, you know, in the music. So, you know, it's like a music bond, you know. So, and it's really great, man. I mean, we've been trying to build this music up in Cincinnati. Oh God, what, at least a good 30 years, you know, or more. That's how long we've been playing around here in Cincinnati, you know. And everywhere you go, you know, we get open arms, you know. We love you guys, hey, make sure you come back. You know, as far as Florida, you know, they have the Strass, you know, the contemporary art. They have four big theaters, you know, and we decide to play, you know, on the outside. Oh God, the people were, they lost it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we were from Cincinnati and we had a different sound,
yeah.
You know, music sound. And they embraced it and said, well, hey, guys, you know, we hope, you know, hope you guys stay around. And, you know, and the guy that manages, you know, the Strass, he pulled us aside. He tipped us first. He said, man, I don't tip, you know, musicians. He said, but you guys are really great. You know, you earned this, you know, tip. You know, he said that we were the best, you know, musicians that ever, you know, stepped foot on, you know, on the Strass. So I was like, that really made me feel good. It gave me more confidence, you know, to push this music even more. So.
You're getting recognition as a musician, not just, you know, as a visiting person.
Right, exactly, yeah. Yeah, just made me feel, made us feel at home.
Now let me ask you about the music that you play. You're primarily a drummer. That's what you're known to be doing.
Percussionist. I'm all around percussionist. So I play various instruments, you know, drums, a little flute, a little trumpet. I'm teaching myself the sax. I play a little bit of clarinet, keyboards, of course, a little bass. But I haven't mastered the lead guitar yet. I'm working at it, though, buddy.
Everyone's got to have goals.
Yeah, that's true. That's one of mine.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, but it's so many percussion instruments, you know, out here in the world that, you know, from a lot of different countries, you know, that's beautiful. They have beautiful sounds, and, you know, you can pick them up and, you know, fuse them into, you know, the new generation music, you know, which is, you know, It's hard to speak of that.
and speaking of the new generation, you have a family connection when you perform, right?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yes. Mostly everybody in my family either plays music, plays instrument, or sings. You know, we started off at church, you know, of course, but then we, you know, ventured out. And I've always, you know, I've just had a infatuation with music anyway. Mom, you know, she was a pianist for churches, and, you know, music was just in the family. You know, we couldn't get away from it. You know, so I used to love, especially when we have like our family reunions, we get together and just have a hoot out. You know, hey man, it's great. You know,
great,
nobody wants to go
session.
Home. Yeah, big, it's just like a huge jam session. Exactly. And you know, at the end of the night, no one wants to go home because, you know, still hyped up in the music and singing and, you know, the embracement of, you know, just being together, you know, as a family. So.
And here on the corner of Main and 9th, you sometimes have your nephew come and join you and perform?
Yes. Matter of fact, just the other day, we performed right down the street from my spot. And, oh, God, it was fantastic the results that we got from the people. They didn't know I played. They just thought I sold street vibes.
Yeah.
And it shocked them, man. It just, oh, wow, they were overwhelmed. Like,
James has multi-talents.
You do it all, yes. You can do it all, buddy.
Absolutely.
It was great, man. It is really great. It's awesome. But, you know, nevertheless, you know, we have a lot of young musicians coming up, like down in Finley Market. You know, you can go down there on Saturdays and Sundays and catch the little bitty youths, you know, of the day that's coming out, that's at the performing arts coming out of there. And they have multi-talent. That even gives me a rush. It actually do, because sometimes when I'm down there, I have my drum. We get together and, you know, I sit in with them and I boost them up, you know.
Yeah.
I put them to work. I make them work. I'm the type of percussionist, you know. See, I started out with just, I have a bunch of energy, you know, and I get it. I also get my energy from the kids, you know, because me and my horn player that I'm playing with now, saxophone player, Marcus, you know, Grissom, we're a team. We're a team, man. We were down in Tampa, Florida, and we picked up some big Eminem characters, two of them, the green lady and the yellow one. And we brought them back. You know, we said we're going to, you know, start dedicating back to the kids, you know, so... Wherever we perform at, we, you know, we carry them with them. We fill them full of balloons and candy canes, you know, different types of candy.
Yeah.
And we let them pick out color balloon, you know, candy they want. And they're thrilled. They just, oh, wow, man, it means so much to me. And it gets me right in my heart just to see them smile, you know, smile around us and have a good time. So,
fantastic.
You know, we're dedicating, you know, this music and love back to the children. They need it. You know, they need some guidance out there.